AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and others are set to brief members of the House and the Senate as congressional investigations continue into a military strike in September that killed two survivors of an initial attack on a boat allegedly carrying cocaine in the Caribbean. Meanwhile, the U.S. military says it attacked three boats accused of smuggling drugs yesterday in the eastern Pacific. Eight people were killed. A military statement said the strikes targeted designated terrorist organizations. At a news briefing, Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett says the Bondi Beach mass shooting was terrorism.
Early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son. There is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved in this attack. However, we caution that this could change given it is early in our investigation.
15 people were killed while they attended a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney's famous beach. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on additional videos released in the hunt for the Brown University shooter.
After releasing an initial suspect in the Brown University shooting over the weekend, authorities have now released three new videos of the man they believe carried out the attack. In the videos, which were shot about 2 hours before the shooting, the man was wearing a mask and a two-tone jacket. Although his face is not visible, the videos provide the clearest images yet of the suspect. Providence Police Chief Colonel Oscar Perez.
Again, we're asking for the public assistance in identifying this individual that we're about to show you, and we'll release this video on Twitter.
A lack of security cameras in the area of the shooting is hampering investigators' efforts. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Aaron Rodgers tossed two touchdowns to help the 8-6 Steelers remain atop the AFC North after a 28-15 win over the Dolphins. The Commanders are shutting down quarterback Jaden Daniels for the rest of the season. 44-year-old QB Phillip Rivers will again start for the Colts Monday against the 49ers. Fernando Mendoza and Caleb Downs headline the AP All-America team. Former Cal, Illinois, and Raiders coach Mike White has died at age 89. NBA, Cade Cunningham's 32 points led the Pistons past the Celtics 112-105. NHL, Blackhawks star Connor Bedard will miss at least 2 weeks with an upper body injury. 41-year-old Lindsey Vonn is likely to push back her retirement from skiing. And Scottie Scheffler and Aryna Sabalenka are the PGA Tour and WTA Players of the Year, respectively. Gethin Coolball, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.